أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم لهم شركاء شرعوا لهم من الدين ما لم يأذن به الله ولولا كلمة الفصل لقضي بينهم وإن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. ترى الظالمين مشفقين مما كسبوا وهو واقع بهم والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات في روضات الجنات لهم ما يشاءون عند ربهم ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إن الله غفور شكور. صدق الله العظيم. Some few ayats before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah himself chalking out the Shariat and Allah himself formulating the rules and the laws of the Shariat that conformed and was the same as the Shariat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in the past insofar as the principles were concerned. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks one question with regards to the polytheist, with regards to those who ascribe partners to Allah. أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Do they have partners that they will equate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Such partners who had chalked out for them a way of life. مَا لَمْ يَأْذَمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Such a way of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given any order about. So they say that there are other gods besides Allah. They have their own rituals, they have their own customs, their own traditions. Is it then that these gods had showed them some way of life? Do these gods have any life in them themselves that they could have given any other way of life? And I think for us also, there is one very important lesson that we take, that besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we take our guidance from anyone else? Do we follow any other constitution besides the constitution of Allah, besides the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course, the laws of the country, when it conforms to the laws of Allah, we will abide. But besides that, sometimes we change our way of life completely, our way of thinking, etc. So these questions should also be put into our minds, and we should be also asked the very same question, that are there gods that have associated with Allah, that are partners to Allah, that gives us these other new ideas of ways of life that contradict the Shariat and the Deen of Allah and the Sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةُ الْفَصْلِ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. If it was not a clear word of decision from Allah, then the matter would have been decided between them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have adjudicated the matter in this world. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in His wisdom left the decisions for the day of Qiyamah, it will not happen before the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Certainly the transgressors, the wrongdoers, for them is a painful punishment. What will happen to them on the day of Qiyamah? And again, a few ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the fact that they would ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that bring the day of Qiyamah sooner, so that we could taste this day of Qiyamah, we could experience it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them. Allah says, تَرَى الظَّالِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. You will see the wrongdoers in a state of extreme fear. مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. Because of what they earned. It is when man goes on the day of Qiyamah and man sees the reality, and that reality will then begin to create fear within an individual who had not earned well, who had not acted and abided by the commandments of Allah. وَهُوَ وَاكِعٌ بِهِمْ. And they are definitely going to fall into this adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who had brought perfect iman, practice righteously, فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ. They will be in the gardens of Jannah. They will be in the gardens of paradise. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For them, whatever they desire will be by their Rabb. ذلك هو الفضل الكبير, and that is a great fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most perfect, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bestow it on the day of Qiyamah and thereafter. ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. That is the glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to His servants who have brought iman and practiced righteously. In concluding these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this announcement to the people of Makkah. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not ask you any remuneration, I do not ask you any wage, any salary for inviting you towards Allah, for showing you the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for showing you the most perfect way of life. For that I have not asked you anything in lieu of it, any return whatsoever. I am the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have a right that you accept the nubuwat. I have a right that you accept this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you do not accept it, then إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. There is another right that I have upon you, and that is, we are family, we are interrelated, our tribes are related, and then obviously I'll ask you for one thing, however, and that is the love of relationship. That here you have become hostile against me, you want to boycott me, you want to assassinate me, you want to get me out of Makkah, you want to drive me out of the lands of Makkah, my birthplace, all that is in its place. But obviously we are between ourselves, the right of relationship becomes binding upon you also. So at least you look at that and you accept this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be in your own interest. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayah upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amidst the hostility that they had meted out to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. And whoever earns the good, in other words, practice righteously, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا, then we will increase for them in goodness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah is most forgiving. Shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most appreciative. That whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate it, and the deficiencies in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.